Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And one of the books I'm reading at the moment is this terrific book, The Search for God and the Path to Persuasion by Peter May, a book explaining different approaches to communicating the gospel. I'm just a couple of chapters in, and I'm really enjoying it. And the section that I wanted to talk about today is the significance of asking questions as a way of then finding how we can share the gospel with somebody. And so he points out that Jesus commonly used questions as conversation starters. In Mark chapter 5 verse 9, he says to Legion, "What is your name?" In John chapter 1 verse 38, "What are you seeking?" he asked two disciples. In Mark 10:51, "What do you want me to do for you?" to Bartimaeus. And in John 20 verse 15, "Why are you weeping?" to Mary in the garden. So Jesus often used questions, and that was the way in for him to then share other things. And the more radical aspect of this that Peter talks about is the idea that perhaps we should use more questions in sermons, have more dialogue, not rhetorical questions, but dialogue. He gives us a thought here from page 23 of the book. One reason we are bad at asking questions is that Christians each week listen to sermons that may well teach us, but rarely, if ever, actively encourage us to ask questions. We need to challenge the view that Christians are pew fodder for clergy. And then he says there are further suggestions in the book. So I'm looking forward to seeing those. But one idea that I also read in a different publication recently chimed with this, and I tried something different in my sermon this last Sunday, and you can check it out and see if it worked well. But I decided to construct the sermon based entirely on questions from the congregation. So I had my passage, Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 21. I did plenty of study on it. I had notes with me. But before I preached the sermon, I distributed the little cards like this to every person there and asked them to write down a question about the passage. We read the passage out, had a bit of time to think about it, and then, what is your question? People wrote things down, the children wrote things down, the adults wrote things down, very interesting, fascinating questions, some of them similar to ones I would have about the passage, but some of them very different. And it was really helpful as a speaker to know what was on the minds of the people I'm speaking to and not just what's in this head right here. So, fascinating thing. I then did my best to answer all the questions, but also convey what I felt was the meaning and application of the passage. You can check out how well you think I did on the two versions I did on Sunday, one for the Watford Church of Christ and one for the Lower Early Location Service of the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. Those sermons are on the relevant websites, watfordchurchofchrist.org and tvcoc.org. Give me some feedback. It was an experiment. I think I hopefully could do it better next time. But I enjoyed it. It was hard work. My brain was aching at the end of it, trying to put all this together and think about the questions and so on. But I got a feeling of a good connection with each congregation. And perhaps that was partly because I knew what was on their minds. So tell me what you think about that. And if you've got the opportunity, perhaps you'd like to do something similar where you are with whatever God has given you. Questions. Jesus asks lots of questions. Sometimes we do it in conversation, but do we do it in public speaking? Have a go at it yourself, if you dare. We'll come back and look at some more from this book sometime soon. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.